This is a dictation for to the new Windy, Windyam Nana. N-A-N-A is the first name. And sorry, Nana is the last name. First name is T like Tom, O like Opal, U like Upper, D like Detroit, A like Apple, N like Nancy, E like Ellie, W like Woman, I like Inkster, N like Nancy, D like Detroit, Y like Yellow, A like Apple, M like Mary. T O U D A N E W W I N D Y A M. And last name is Nana. N-A-N. I'll call her as Miss Nana. She's a 42-year-old African-American female who is here with a history of automobile accident and leading to the chief complaint of severe pain in the neck and the mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, headaches, pain in both the ankle and feet. No radiation of the pain is reported. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 6/18/2023 as follows. The patient was traveling in an Uber. She was driving an Uber as a resident driver on Telegraph Road and 14 Mile at around 2:15 p.m. There was one person behind the front seat who also went to the emergency room, and his status is unknown. They were traveling in a Toyota RAV4, and the accident happened in Bloomfield Hills at Telegraph and 14 Mile. The patient was reports that she was traveling as a driver of the Uber and northbound Telegraph and was rear-ended by a fast-driving car from behind at the intersection. The damage to the car was completely total. The car was totaled, and rear bumper, the trunk were damaged all the way. And windshield was broken, rear brakes are broken, front tires were even damaged. Patient reports that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. The speed of the other car was 70 and her car was moving around 40 miles. The airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene and ambulance came to the scene. Patient reports that she went to the ER after the accident via ambulance to St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Pontiac for 4 hours. The initial x-rays were okay, CT scan was okay, and patient was discharged. Patient reports that during the impact, she hit her left shoulder to the left door. She hit to the radio and head to the steering wheel. Armrest was broken inside and it was a whiplash injury. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. No injury to the knees. However, her both feet and ankle have been hurting. She doesn't remember if she hit into the brake pedal or something else. History of presenting illness, patient reports of presence of headaches, which are mostly in the front and back of the temple, and they are more severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are 8. And they are constant and sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI. Patient reports additional symptoms of forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, Some blood vision and spots in the vision are reported. Patient reports she cannot read the phone. Her taste is okay, smell is okay. No issues with the TMJ. She denies any dizziness, vertigo, seizures, loss of consciousness after the accident. No ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. No loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. No loss of memory is reported. No loss of concentration. No incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. No nausea, vomiting is reported. No sleepwalking. No weakness, lightheadedness is reported. No sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance is reported. She denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. And moderate difficulty walking is reported. Regarding the pain in the neck, it is 6 to 8. Lower back pain is 8. And no radiation to the upper extremity or lower extremity is reported. No numbness, tingling are reported. Pain in the left shoulder is around 6. She is able to lift her shoulder up to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on active motion. All of these pains are constant. They are reported as stabbing, sharp, and cramping. They are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And pain is interfering into ADL up to 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting and standing and improved by medications and drugs. So far, she has had some X-rays and CT scan at the hospital, and she denies any weakness of the arms or the legs. Mobility is a little bit affected. She can walk up to one block. She can sit for half an hour, stand for 1 hour. So far, in the previous investigation and treatment, she has had treatment at the emergency room at St. Joseph Mercy Pontiac on the day of accident. After that, she did not see any physician. She has had 3 visits to a physical therapy, and she also has seen a chiropractor, Alex Redirect. The office number is 734-237-8916. She has tried some medications also. System review is from the chart. Past surgical history from the chart, medications, allergies from the record, and then personal problems are reported as sleep and mood. Mood is at 4. Family history is from the chart. So is the relationship status, employment status, and she's self-employed and never filed a disability. Legal history, Guy Soho, S-O-H-O-U is the attorney. Personal history, all from the chart, including the ADLs also from the chart. Physical examination, previous, the blood pressure of 124/86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'6", weight is 172. 42-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, operative and conscious, slightly obese, hydration is good and well-nourished. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. She exhibits good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Slight antalgic gait due to the pain in both the ankles and feet, but however, she is able to walk without any cane. The patient has a neck brace and back brace provided to her, which she is wearing. Physical examination, the rest of it from skin to the psychiatric and neurologic musculature are all normal. The gait is slightly antalgic. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the tablet. Spine tenderness is located at L4, L5, L5S1, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is located from L1 to L5, bilaterally paraspinal region, with 1 plus hypertonicity without any trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lerman test was negative. Distraction test negative. Sotoval test was negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test and insulin test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Bruce's chronic test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral positive bilaterally. Bragger test negative. Kemp test was positive. And Levinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Or slightly tender bilaterally with standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test being negative. Faber test positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination does not reveal any pathology except for the left shoulder. They are warm to touch, well perfused, without tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose vein. Range of motion for all the other joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. Left shoulder examination reveals on inspection palpation a completely normally appearing shoulder with a normal range of motion on passive, and on active there is a limited abduction up to 120 degrees after which there is a pain in the area. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff injury. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Apprehension test is positive. Examination of both the ankle and feet do not reveal any fractures, swelling, tenderness, or any issue with the range of motions. 1+ pedal edema was noticed. Other than that, peripheral pulses are normal. Peripheral circulation is intact. Reflexes are normal. Diagnosis. General. V89.2X60, R26.89, S09.90XA. Obesity. E66.9. CNS. G44.329, R51, R42. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, upper extremity, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, M75.113. Ankle, M25.571, M25.572, foot, M79.671, M79.672. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXL. Plan of care for Miss Nana is from the template. Please use that. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and both ankle and feet. 3 times a week, along with traction massage. Patient should wear her the DMEs that our patient already has a cervical spine, cervical brace, and the neck brace and the tension which have been ordered for her. The patient is being referred to Dr. Foster, who is the PCP, for both leg swelling, 1+ pedal edema, unrelated to the automotive accident. An MRI of the cervical spine, MRI of the lumbar spine, MRI of the left shoulder is ordered without contrast. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medications. Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Paracets are provided for general headache relief, 50 tablets, 1 or 2 PRN. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. In narcotic medication, Orotram was provided, 50 milligram PRN, 60 tablets for general pain relief. In addition, patient was provided with a cold compression device for both legs. If it is related to trauma, swelling, it can help in that way. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry, are all yes. She can see psychiatry if she is panicky or any bad dreams or nightmares or feel depressed, mood problems. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have requested release of records for the emergency room, but none is available. Interventional pain procedures. Well, the patient can benefit from trigger point injection at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. She has very few symptoms of PBI. We'll keep an eye on her and review her a couple times before sending to neuropsych evaluation or even having an MRI of the brain. Attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release investigation. Well, MRI of the cervical lumbar and left shoulder is ordered, DLEs. Patients provided with cold compression, cervical brace, neck, back brace, 10 minutes. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.